I'm very happy now to welcome Karen Rowell. She's Executive Director of Youth Shelters. Sherry Hooper is Executive Director of The Food Depot. And Karen Mate is the owner and main teacher at Yoga Different here in Santa Fe. Welcome, ladies, to the Radio Cafe.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
It's great to have you all. Now, Sherry Hooper, you are with The Food Depot. How are things going over there?
Well, things are busy, as you can imagine, this time of year. We've seen about a 20% increase in the demand for emergency food assistance over the last 2 years, and we've been maintaining that increase. We haven't seen the decrease at all, but we're seeing people really step up to help.
So what is it that you exactly do? How does it work?
The Food Depot is the food bank that serves northern New Mexico. We actually have a service area of 9 counties, or a little more than 26,000 square miles. And we actually, as the food bank for northern New Mexico, we work at bringing donations of food into our warehouse, and we supply agencies like food pantries, soup kitchens, shelters, both youth shelters, homeless shelters, domestic violence shelters. We work with youth programs and many other nonprofit food programs.
And so during an economic downturn, people are both more strapped for needing food, and those who give are probably a little more strapped themselves.
They are. You know, we're certainly seeing, we're actually seeing an increased number of donations coming in, but we do see a lot of people are making smaller gifts than they normally would at this time of year. And at the same time, we're seeing an increased number of working families seeking help. And those working families certainly work with a budget where they have those fixed expenses that must be paid, like rent, keeping the heat on, things like that. And oftentimes the most flexible piece of that budget is their food budget. And so they pay all those other things. They have a little bit of money left over for food. And now this winter we're starting to see fuel costs rise again, which will take away some of that money. And then food costs have actually gone up over the last couple of years, and so they've even had less money to spend because of that. So they're finding that their budget isn't covering food, and they're looking to food pantries to help them out.
The issue of nutrition is, of course, a huge one. I think KSFR News, when was it? Not too long ago, they did an experiment to see what they could eat on a certain budget per week, and it was really easy. It wasn't so hard. It wasn't easy, but it wasn't so hard to get enough calories, but it was very hard to get enough nutrition.
Well, and certainly, the food that's the least expensive and the most filling is the food that's calorie dense, but it certainly isn't nutrient dense at all. We're finding as we go into the grocery stores that people, simply when they have very little money to spend, they're spending money on things that will fill them up, fill their children up, but isn't necessarily the most nutritious food for them.
What are some examples of that?
Well, I would say people go in, pasta. Pasta's very cheap, very filling. But when they go to the produce aisle, they can't necessarily buy a big bag of apples.
Right.
Because it's a lot more expensive than a bag of pasta and some of those kinds of things. Potatoes are fairly inexpensive and filling, but not necessarily the most nutritious produce.
So how do you take that into account at the Food Depot?
Well, we work very hard to make sure we have produce available to the agencies we serve, and then, of course, that would be available to those families that need help. We're working really hard with the New Mexico Association of Food Banks. We have a produce initiative, so we're bringing produce in through that program, for one. Another example, this fall, there was a bumper crop of apples, and so we worked with a lot of the orchards up in Dixon and Velarde, and we had honestly tons and tons of apples coming into the food bank and was made available to the agencies we serve.
Even my one tree had a bumper crop. I guess it was a good year for apples.
It was a good year for apples. And we also just received a bunch of pears from one of those orchards as well.
Now, do you ever get people donating vitamins?
You know, we don't work a lot with vitamins. We have to be very careful. There's a special license you have to receive that, you know, would allow you to handle lots of those things. We can handle vitamins, but we couldn't handle anything more, I guess, stronger than that.
Right.
As far as medicine.
So who are the folks who are actually donating the food to you?
Oh, my gosh, it's everybody. It's amazing. I always say that the best time in the world to work at a food bank is through the holidays. And it's actually great year-round, quite honestly. But through the holidays, you see the absolute kindness and generosity of people. We have people walking in almost, I mean, you can't imagine. It's just like walking in and out, in and out. We had a woman, an older woman yesterday, walk in with two frozen turkeys. And she said, oh, I'm so glad to get rid of these because they were cutting off the circulation of my fingers. But it's everyone walking in the door. We have schools doing food drives. There are concerts being held to benefit the food bank. It is absolutely amazing, the generosity of Santa Fe's.
You know, there is this generosity, and it's a wonderful thing. And in terms of the underlying structural problems that create hunger in the first place, it's not really the solution.
Well, it isn't the solution. There are a lot of solutions. I mean, hunger is there because we have poverty in the state, and we have very high poverty in New Mexico. And there are lots of issues that need to be addressed to bring people out of poverty. Living wage, of course, and we've really worked hard at making that happen here in Santa Fe. There are also issues like health care. A lot of times we find people live in poverty because they've been pushed into poverty because they've had some sort of a health issue. And they've gone through all their savings, they've lost their home, all of these things. Another one is affordable housing. Those are things we really need to tackle so we can start pulling people out of poverty.
We're talking to Sherry Hooper of the Food Depot. Now, the Youth Shelters is one of the recipients of food from the Food Depot. Tell us about Youth Shelters in general and specifically around food.
Well, in general, Youth Shelters is a community-based organization here in Santa Fe, and we provide services to at-risk, runaway, and homeless youth. Our target population is kids who are out of home, whether they're on the streets or they're removed from their homes due to family violence or other family breakdown. You know, in terms of food, one of the basic things we do, especially for kids who are living out on the streets, is we provide them with basics: food, clothing, a shower, wash their clothes. So we are a great beneficiary of the Food Depot. And in fact, one of the things that we've seen this year is that our kind of statistics over the years have been that it's about 50% of the kids that we serve who live out on the streets or who are marginally housed are from Santa Fe, and others are transient. And what we've seen now in the last 6 months, that in fact 80% of the kids that we're serving are from Santa Fe and the rest are transient youth. And, you know, when we dig a little deeper, what we find is that kids are coming to us specifically for food because there is not enough food at home. And in some of our counseling programs and our other, we have 5 programs where we serve the youth in this population. And what we see is kids come to us for after school programs, and the first thing they do is walk in the kitchen and look for something to eat because they haven't eaten all day. And
you can't do anything else until you've eaten.
No, you can't. And the thing is that, you know, kids can't, if you're a young person who's living out on the street, you might spend your whole day looking for food and a place to sleep. And how can you get off the street? How can you change your life if those basic needs aren't met? And so it's so important that we have partners like the Food Depot. So we don't ask questions, we don't, you know, filter kids out. They come in and they say we're hungry, and we open up the cupboards and they can fix something to eat right in our street outreach center, or we give kids a bag of food to take away with them.
Well, and one of the things that we hope the Food Depot does for agencies like Karen's at Youth Shelters is that we're doing the work, we hope, of getting the food and, you know, all the running around and picking up donations and things so that the folks at youth shelters, for example, don't have to spend all their resources, put all the resources forth finding food donations. They can simply come to us, pick up the food that they need, and then they can do the good work they do, which is providing shelter, providing all sorts of other services for the youth.
Yeah, and you know, that is a great part of our collaboration, is that we do just that, is that we have staff who go and do their shopping at the Food Depot. And you know, one of the things about the kids who come into our shelter is that a lot of times those young people will be so hungry that they'll sometimes hoard food, and they'll want to fill backpacks, or they'll want to take it into their room because where they have come from, there hasn't been any food. They may walk in with just the clothes that they have on, and they haven't eaten a good meal in a long time. And so at the shelter, where kids are allowed to stay for up to 30 days, we have open access to food, and the kids fix the meals, they plan the meals, and they have snacks all day long. And it really makes a difference, as you said. Those basic needs have to be met before they can think about their schoolwork or finding a job or, you know, looking for housing. And we're so lucky to have such a great partner as the Food Depot.
What are some of the specific needs that young people have nutritionally that you have to be careful of?
Well, first of all, let's talk about pregnant and parenting teens. So last year we saw 95 homeless pregnant and or parenting teens. So if you have a pregnant mom, of course, you have to consider the nutritional needs of that mother, not only for herself, but for the unborn child. So we, you know, protein, calcium, fresh fruits and vegetables, and food that is, as Sherry was talking about, nutritional value, and it's not just empty calories to, you know, just fill themselves up. Same thing in the shelter, you know. In all of our programs, is we want to make sure that we have food that is nutritional, that also tastes good, and that kids will eat. And so we spend a lot of times, working with Sherry, you know, if there's tuna, particularly for the kids who are living out on the street. We're looking for small containers of nutritional protein. So we look at tuna, we look at Vienna sausage and things of that nature that they can take away with them.
Karen Rowell, what are some of the typical profiles of kids who need your services?
Why are they in so much need? For the most part, national statistics show, and it bears out in our population, that 40 to 60% of those young people have some kind of family disruption. So there's abuse, there's neglect, there's substance abuse in the family, there's a parent who is incarcerated, a child who has been removed from their home, or who might have been in multiple foster care placements that have failed. Then, of course, there now, particularly, you know, in the last year or so, then you have the issues of poverty, and you have families who are losing their housing. Kids who no longer have a place to live because their parents have lost their home, or as Sherry was talking earlier, it just takes one catastrophe. You know, car breaks down, someone can't get to work. But by and large, I would say that all the kids we see, there is some kind of major family breakdown that has occurred.
On some level, and I'm sure it's a kind of a delicate issue in some ways, you have to kind of be a substitute parent, I would think.
Absolutely. I would say that one of our main goals with every young person who comes to us for services, no matter which program they're accessing, is to form a trusting and safe relationship with them. If we don't have a relationship with a young person, we really can't go anywhere. And so everywhere that a young person goes, we are working on showing them an example of a caring, trusting adult that they can work with, that they can access what their skills, what their abilities, what their resources are to go on and change their lives and make their lives different.
And probably one of the things that you model is how to respond to crisis.
Yes. Yes. And you know, in modeling that, we also work really hard to give kids tools to respond to crisis so that they aren't exploited, that they aren't out there in kind of hanging on their own, and that if we can show them how to set a crisis plan in place, how to find food, for instance, then they don't have to go and do something dangerous in order to find food and a place to live.
Karen Mate, you are a yoga teacher. Your studio is called Yoga Different, and you are doing this Thanksgiving, the day after tomorrow, a special yoga class from 9:30 to 11:30 in the morning. Tell us about it.
Well, this class is intended to be a benefit for Food Depot. The idea is the class is for financial donation, which means you can contribute whatever it is that you would like to contribute for the relaxation and digestion class that I plan on teaching.
I love that you're doing a relaxation and digestion class on Thanksgiving.
Well, I find that, you know, a lot of times when the holiday season comes up, all of us feel like we have a lot to get done and we feel a little tired and perhaps a little taxed. And of course, Thanksgiving is all about eating a lot of delicious, although sometimes rich foods. And
in large mass quantities.
Well, hopefully not, but that does happen for some people.
Well, you know what it is on Thanksgiving? It's even if you eat in every single portion in moderation, a lot of the time there's seven different things on the table. And so you sample each one and suddenly you've swallowed a basketball. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. So what we're hoping to do is by preceding the basketball feast, that everybody will have a chance to sort of clear their digestion system through the yoga practice so that their digestive tracts will be ready for the afternoon feast.
So this is by donation. So if somebody wants to pay $5 or $100 for this two-hour yoga class, they then hand you this donation, and then the whole thing goes to the Food Depot.
The whole thing goes to the Food Depot. The location of my yoga studio is 1125 Cerritos Road, which is the Odd Fellows building. And the Odd Fellows have also donated the time and the rent towards the event, as well as my time and my skill set to teach, and hopefully will raise a lot of money for the Food Depot.
And keep in mind that this is the one place where they're not taking food donations. This is a financial donation for the yoga class because you don't have the facilities to take food donations on that day.
Yes, please. So please bring us whatever you can, and we're happy to pass it along to the Food Depot.
I think this is a prime example of what Sherry was talking about earlier about the generosity of our community and how... So you have the Odd Fellows donating the hall and their time, and Karen's donating her time and the proceeds of this class to the Food Depot. Food Depot donates to youth shelters, and I just want to remark on it's a great way that we do this in Santa Fe is we just keep networking at the giving.
Now, do you ever have any intersection between your youth in the youth shelters and things like yoga classes?
Yes, we do. We have actually people who come into our shelter and who do yoga classes or do art classes or do exercise classes. Exercise and yoga, relaxation, what a great thing for kids in crisis.
Well, and it's true. What's amazing is a food bank and all the partners that a food bank has, it is this amazing collaboration. Because on the one side, you have people like Karen wanting to help and provide that financial support. You have all the food donors in town. You have people who are doing food drives year-round. All of that, and it feeds into the food bank. And then it goes out to agencies like Karen's at Youth Shelters and all of the other programs that we work with. And when you look at the number of people who are involved in this hunger relief effort, it is absolutely mind-boggling.
So this is what's happening in the days before Thanksgiving, and people can drop off food at the Food Depot.
Absolutely. We're at 1222 Siler Road. Non-perishable donations, frozen turkeys would be great as well. They're at the food bank, and this goes through the end of the year, through the holidays. We also have... drop-offs several places around the city, and you can go to our website and find out where those drop-offs are if you'd like to make another kind of food donation.
I wanted to ask you, especially the two of you, youth shelters and the Food Depot, if you could really encourage the kind of legislative or policy change that would help eliminate the problems that you guys are addressing every day, year in, year out, what do you think it should be?
Well, I hit on a few of those earlier. Certainly, we need to make sure that people make a wage that allows them to live a decent life. And feed their children, and clothe their children, and all of those things. I think that has to come first.
And I have to say, you know, the living wage that we implemented in Santa Fe, it was a big fight. It's a wonderful thing. I'm not sure how many people can feed themselves on full-time salary at that living wage and their children.
You know, it's very difficult. I mean, it's expensive to have, you know, to take care of yourself and a couple of children and things But they're faced with, as I said earlier, all of those other expenses that continue to rise. And we have to question whether our wages are rising at the same pace, I guess. Other things, again, we need to make sure that people are well-educated and that they have good job training. And I don't know that we're doing all we can to see that done. That's another one, affordable housing. And that's something you hear about a lot in Santa Fe. And I know everyone is looking at it and working towards affordable housing. We just need to make sure we get it in place. That's another big time discussions these days, of course, is healthcare reform. And as Karen was saying earlier, and I said even before that, it's shocking that you would see someone who has a huge health concern not have insurance to help take care of that, and they end up going through all their savings, they lose their home, it puts their families out on the streets, all of those things because of that one thing. And if we had decent health care and that there was a way to make sure people were covered, then that would help tremendously.
And of course, we hope that yoga is a wonderful method of preventative health care. And so we encourage everybody to try that as a preventative type of exercise.
I think it's a really good point that is getting talked about a little bit in the healthcare debate. And certainly health insurance and affordable health insurance and affordable health care is huge. Having watched all of the vicissitudes of health going around in my body and those of the people around us, it seems to me that taking really big measures at prevention, you know, the most obvious being nutrition and exercise, are a big part of the conversation.
So let's take that down to the level of children, too. I read a statistic the other day that New Mexico ranks 47th for child homelessness in the United States. So there's only 3 states that are lower than ours. So when you think about all the young children who have no health care, and then you kind of extrapolate that to all the homeless children young people in New Mexico that do not have health care, that, you know, these are our future generation. And if they're out there and they're living on the streets, or they're living in, you know, marginal housing, and they're sick and their teeth are not being taken care of and their vision is not being taken care of, you know, where are we going to be in the future? And so, you know, in terms of legislative measures, we have to think about health care for our youth, and we also have to think of what are the reasons why young people become homeless. Well, if it's 40 to 60% of them because of family violence, abuse, neglect, substance abuse in the family, we certainly have to turn our eye to the importance of family and prevention measures to keep families intact. And then when that's not possible, to valuing the youth that are the result, the fallout of all this family violence, and how do we take care of them so they can go on and be in school, that they can find affordable housing, they can find jobs, and they can go on and have independent lives separate from the disruption that happened to them in earlier times.
What I like is that, I mean, both of you understand that if policies were really changed in such a way that we had an economy and a set of systems that included everybody, it would put both of you out of business.
Oh, hallelujah.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. I could find something else to do.
We would love that, absolutely. Everyone at the Food Depot, the staff, we all say it would be the happiest day of our lives if we were able to close our doors because there were no more hungry people.
Well, and for me, you know, it would be the happy day of my life to see that that we value the young people who are so marginalized right now and who are going to be the leaders of our country, and that we put our time, our effort, and our resources into them so that they can succeed in doing just that.
I think the other part of it is an integration among the various levels of society who don't know each other. And so
yes,
the people who don't know the young people that are in the youth shelters, it'd be nice if we all got to know each other and see our common humanity.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Because, you know, I mean, you see a lot of young people hanging out on the plaza or in Cathedral Park, and we make a lot of judgments. And, you know, we think of homeless youth, we think of homelessness as a characteristic, like our ethnicity, like we have blue eyes or we have, you know, we're Hispanic or Anglo, as we're homeless. Well, in fact, homelessness is an end result of a whole chain of events that occurred before. And so it's not the character of the person that we're talking about, because underneath that person that doesn't have a home, there's a wonderful human being that really deserved to be honored and to be known. And so I couldn't agree with you more.
I want to thank you all so much for being with us here on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe a couple of days before Thanksgiving. Karen Rowell is Executive Director of Youth Shelters. Sherry Hooper is Executive Director of the Food Depot. Karen Mate is the owner and teacher at Yoga Different. And once again, Yoga Different is going to be having a Thanksgiving Day, what is it, digestion and relaxation class from 9:30 to 11:30. The class is by donation, and all donations will go to the Food Depot, and please note that it's financial donations for that only.
And I'd like to mention that everybody is invited to come, including beginners or first-time students.
Nice.
We are going to teach a class that's appropriate for all ages, types, sizes, colors, everything.
And if people want to get in touch with the Food Depot and maybe bring by some food, how do they do that?
Well, we are at 1222 Siler Road in Santa Fe. Also visit our website at thefooddepot.org. It has information about the yoga class as well as other benefits and other ways to help.
And what about youth shelters?
Well, we're at our main office is at 5686 Owafria. And you can find us on the web at youthshelters.org. And there's actually quite a bit of information. And if you'd like to donate or be a volunteer, you can just click on the tab on the website and find out all about that.
And the yoga class on Thanksgiving is at 1125 Cerrillos Road. That's the Odd Fellows Hall. And for more information on that, 955-9644. And you have a website as well?
YogaDifferent.com.
YogaDifferent.com. Thank you so much, ladies, and happy Thanksgiving
Thanks,
to all of
Mary
you.
Charlotte.
Thank you. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org. We're podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Santa Fe's Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, and you can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, the Jazz Experience. Thank you.